The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works might be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, just to let you know, I had a great break. So, you know, and you might not be aware of this, but I tell you, the Lenten season and the Triduum and Easter and all that, it can wear a priest down into a fine powder, and if he's not careful, he'll lose his mind. So I sometimes have to take a break. So anyway, it's good to be back. It's good to be singing Alleluia again. Now, usually I'll speak about the gospel, right? Because the gospel tells us a story of the life of Christ. And more than rarely, I like to speak about the first reading, too, to decode some of the mysteries that you find in those first readings. But sometimes I neglect the psalm. And I'd like to tell you about the psalm today, because one of my favorites, Psalm 34. You know what the psalm came from, actually? It came from the days before we even had Mass, in the days of the synagogue liturgy, where they would have a reading from the Law and the Prophets. In between these very lengthy readings, they would have a psalm, and it was a responsorial psalm. And believe it or not, the purpose of the psalm response was to keep you awake and paying attention, okay? But the psalms are really, really beautiful. So here's a little thought for you today about Psalm 34. We're just going to talk about the first few lines. You ever met someone in your life who's truly edifying? And I don't just mean that they have a sparkling, vivacious personality or that they're upbeat and optimistic, but the kind of person who, upon meeting them, you walk away a better person for having spent time with them. So I can recall once I had 10 minutes conversation with a contemplative religious nun, a missionary of charity sister in Washington, D.C., and it felt like being on retreat for a week. I used to go to confession to this elderly priest, God rest his soul, he's since died, but every time I go to confession to him, I walked away aglow. The man was like a living beam of sunlight. That's what I'm talking about. Occasionally you meet people like this, and if you want to know how they become that way, Psalm 34 tells us how. Okay, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise ever in my mouth. The lowly will hear me and be glad. All blessedness begins with this, a decision in your mind to bless the Lord at all times. This doesn't mean that you walk around spouting off scripture or singing gospel hymns or anything of the like, but rather that you've made a choice in your inmost thoughts, regardless of what might happen, and regardless of how you might feel emotionally, you're going to choose to bless the Lord at all times. And you know what that really is? It's a recognition that God is always God and that he's always in control, regardless of how things appear. From that conviction comes this next line, his praise ever in my mouth. Jesus once said to his apostles, from the heart's abundance, the mouth speaks. You ever find people, they're always criticizing, always cynical, always a word of snark, always sarcasm, always angry about something. They're simply speaking from their heart's abundance. Something inside is not right. And that's where all that comes from. You want a good examination of conscience? Examine your words. Who do you speak about and what do you say? I remember a priest who said that at a dinner table in a rectory, you can always tell how the priests are spending their free time. Those who pray speak about God and the things of God. Those who read speak about ideas. But those who neither pray nor read either gossip or complain or talk incessantly among them about themselves. From the heart's abundance, the mouth speaks. God's praise might not always be in your mouth, but you can choose to change that. Okay? And when you do, something really beautiful happens. The next line, the lowly will hear me and be glad. Something we need to remember as we make our way through this life, and that every single person you meet is carrying a very, very heavy burden. If you want to exercise charity on a daily basis, strive to make your life one that lifts the burdens of other people. And if you want to do that, remember, it all begins with this decision. You're going to bless the Lord at all times. Choose it. Now, that's only one stanza. I could go on and on, but we don't have all day. But when you hear the Psalms, remember this. There's 150 Psalms in all. And every Psalm is a prayer. They're words we address to God. It's been noted that the content of all the Psalms is a summary of the Our Father. It's the exact same content as in the Our Father. And it's also been noted that as you go from Psalm 1 straight through to Psalm 150, it tells a story of spiritual growth. We're going to jump right to the end of that story, Psalm 150. It's a psalm of pure praise. Praise God in his heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you angels. Praise him, all you hosts. Let everything that lives and breathes praise the Lord. It's the top of spiritual development, is to be filled with praise. In fact, that's what heaven is going to be like. And if you'd like to have a little bit of advice as to how to bring a little bit of heaven right down here to earth, take a cue from the first line of Psalm 34. Bless the Lord at all times. Choose it. Decide that that's what you're going to do. You'll be much happier for it, and you'll be a blessing for everyone who knows you. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do this today, shall we? Saint Stanislaus, pray for us.